It will, yeah. It's a huge testament to the amount of work that they themselves have put in, over the years, plus their families, and all of our coaches at Fin Harps that have given this opportunity to them, because getting there, it's all about being seen, and getting into our first team has been a big part of that. So the guys deserve to be there, each of them. I think, sorry, between them, they have about 5,000 minutes of senior, men's football in them. At 17, 18 years of age, that's massive, to be able to do that. And there's not that many in the squad that have that amount of senior minutes. Most of them still play in the underage categories. There's a few exceptions with Shamrock Rovers maybe, but and Cork and Dundalk. Vinnie Leonard there in Dundalk, and the Guy Butler from Wexford. But most of them are playing, underage, which playing men's football is a huge step up to the pace, to the physicality of it, and the guys are going to be ready for it. So I'm excited for them. It's the first time our country has ever qualified for the Under 17 World Cup, and I suppose all of us of a certain vintage are probably thinking of the time Brian Kerr brought the team out, the under 20s. So and how, phenomenally well they did up against the best countries in the world, finishing third, I think it was.
Obviously, brilliant for Fin Harps, brilliant for the three youngsters that are heading over. Also, great news for their previous clubs in Milford United, where Gavin started. Donegal Town is where Josh came through, and Corey was with Erin Wanderers from a young age. The coaches at those clubs deserve huge credit as well for this.
They absolutely do, yeah. And it's great. Over those last few years, we've been trying to get out and around the county, and the work that's been put in. I've got two young kids myself there who play at Illiston, and the work that goes in, week out, by coaches all around Donegal. It's they're all doing it off their own bat and on a voluntary basis. So I have huge admiration for anybody that devotes their time to, bringing enjoyment to kids, but also, look, there's at an elite level as well. It takes time to do your badges. It costs money. So, hats off to everybody that goes down that route and brings kids to a higher level.
And you did touch on it a bit earlier, but Fin Harps are among the top clubs in Ireland this year for giving first team minutes to academy graduates. And just to put this into a bit of perspective, Shamrock Rovers have four players selected in the under 17 squad. They're about to become Premier Division champions at senior level. But apart from Rovers, I think Harps are the next best represented club. No other club has three players chosen. Is it fair to say the club and the academy are maybe punching above its weight here?
Are they punching above their weight? In terms of expectations as a club, I think we put in place a lot of processes. Like when Kevin McHugh came into the academy, he focused it on elite, and he put in place that every kid was coming in at 10 years of age. There was a lot of resistance at that time because we're working with junior leagues, and it's difficult. So what we do is they're still registered with the younger clubs at that younger age until the national league starts at under 14. So there's a huge amount of work that has been done. And actually, these group of kids that are coming through right now, they're pretty much the first batch of kids that came into our club at 10 years of age. So it's not really a
A
random
flash in the
sort of
pan, yeah.
occurrence. It's the work has been put in, and this is where you start to bear fruit from it. There's still so much that we can do. In the last month or so, there was an audit done by a company called Double Pass, who are from Holland, and they did an audit of every club in Ireland, and we came out seventh overall of all of the clubs in Ireland. But where we performed really poorly was in infrastructure. We just don't have it, whereas all of the other clubs in the Premier, they have really good dedicated facilities. So that's why they've probably performed better in that audit. But our you know, our coaching or methodologies that we use, everything, you know, we punched way above our weight, but not, it wasn't an unexpected outcome. So a pathway right through to our first team is probably, you know, one of the biggest KPIs that you can have. And, you know, I think if we're not the highest in the country this year, we're certainly in the top three.
Yeah, things definitely moving in the right direction, and it's very exciting for the club. In terms of those three boys themselves, Gavin, Josh and Corey, we know what they're like on the pitch. What are they like off the pitch around the club?
Yeah, do you know, I was speaking to Gavin's dad there after the game last Friday night, and he was saying Gavin came back from, where is it, Switzerland, I think, or was it? Or Spain maybe, on the last camp with the under-17s, the final camp before the tournament. And they came into the house at 6 o'clock in the morning, and his dad said to him, look, you know, obviously, you know, you're not going to school today, but make sure you get a good rest. And his dad went off to work and came home at lunchtime, and he seen Gavin walking into town, going to the gym at 1 o'clock after only six hours sleep.
A day off school, but he was still in good enough form to go to the gym. That's good.
he's dedicated. They all are, to be quite honest. And having players like that in your group, you know, it rubs off on everybody. Everybody sees what it takes, you know, to make it to the top level. So they're very, very humble kids, all three of them. Great families to support them as well, because it is a big ask on a family to bring them to training, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights a week and away to matches and whatnot. So huge credit to the parents out there as well.
Definitely a big inspiration, I'm sure, to the next generation of young footballers in the Northwest, and we wish them all the best in Qatar. Finally, I just want to have you here, Ian. The SSC Air Society League First Division season has come to an end. What were your main takeaways from the season from a Finn Harps point of view?
Yeah, do you know, I was looking at this last night, and obviously you have to try and take the positives everywhere. Where we ended up in the table, I don't think it was a reflection of where we are as a group of players. Where the team is, you know, in terms of its learning curve. When I first came in 2022. My wife reminded me this year it was 4 years. I was going, no, I'm only there 3. So in the first year, when we dropped down, we retained 2 players from that previous squad. And of them, both of them are now have left the team. So then we focus on a young team in 2023. And we brought in 5 of the players that we brought in that 2023 team are with the squad right now. 2 of them are regular starters. In 2024, now 7 of those are within the camp. But this year, going into 2026, we have 17 players that have played this year who are all signed up for next year. And some of them, some of the younger guys are signed up into 27 and 28 as well. So what we're doing is getting minutes into kids, getting experience into them. It takes time. It's not, you know, we're not, we don't have the money really to go out and start sourcing experienced talent from all around Europe, like we did, whatever, when we were in the Premier. The money's just not there to do it. So we have to build our own. And it's the only way to be sustainable as well. So, you know, the results don't show at the moment, but I'm excited about next year, I have to say. It's showing in, you know, the guys getting, I think 13 people, 13 different players this year have represented the club at international level, which is incredible. Like, it's the most we've ever done as a club. So things are going in the right way. The indicators are not as visible. Obviously, the table is the biggest one, but I'm confident that the guys will give a really good account of themselves next year.
And as always, I'm sure you'll have a very busy pre-season getting ready for the next campaign.
Yeah, I mean, We're looking to start earlier this year as well. So Kevin and the team are on it. You know, I don't think they even waited until the first day back. They were literally after the last game, they're already talking about what they need and how they can step it up again next year. So yeah, I'm excited about next year. So it's and especially there's more coming through of what has happened this year as well. But we have to be patient with them. And the great thing about the Donegal public is that they are patient and they do understand what we're doing. So hopefully, that will all pay off in the next couple of years.